in relation to the situation with regards to what happened in Hotel Killarney over the Christmas period. The matter, of course, coming and still before the courts in this country. Notwithstanding that, we've been asking the minister responsible, Roderick O'Gorman, in this particular area to come on the programme. We asked him last Friday to come on the show, and this is the response that the minister's department has given. As of the 2nd of January 2023, Ireland is now accommodating over 73,490 people between those fleeing Ukraine and international protection applicants. This includes over 54,390 Ukrainian people who sought accommodation from the state and over 19,100 international protection applicants currently in IPAS accommodation. The sheer scale of the challenge to provide accommodation cannot be overstated. The department continues to work as part of the whole of government response to ensure that those arriving into the state are not left without shelter. Over 700 accommodation contracts have been put in place, with over 41,460 beds in hostels, hotels, commercial and self-catering accommodation and certain emergency or repurposed settings. Sporting facilities, army and tent facilities are also being used to provide shelter. Just over 6,210 Ukrainians have also been accommodated in homes offered by the Irish public. While managing the current challenges in accommodating so many people, the department is also working tirelessly on solutions that will allow it to shelter people in the months to come. In collaboration with other government departments, all sources of suitable accommodation are being explored, including rapid build, modular housing and unoccupied homes. The humanitarian crisis in Ukraine, combined with a huge number or high number of international protection applicants, continues to put real pressure on the government's ability to offer for accommodation. Intensive work is ongoing to source further accommodation for those who are seeking shelter and protection in Ireland, but it's not possible to tailor solutions or rule out certain areas due to the severe shortage of available accommodation. In relation to the incident in Killarney, this is now a matter for An Garda Síochána, and the department cannot comment on a live investigation. Since the incident occurred, IPAS is engaged and continues to engage with the staff and residents of the centre in order to ensure all necessary supports are being provided. It's the statement that came in with regards to the request that we had for Minister Roderick O'Gorman to come on this programme, but he is not available to come on the show. And we, you know, the minister says that this and is a fact that 8 men have been charged. However, you know, we wouldn't have asked him specifics about those cases, and we were hoping to speak to him about the generality of discussion on asylum in this country and where things are going and where the challenges lie for the future. And in fact, the minister has given an interview to the Irish Examiner that you can read this morning on the wider issue of asylum and the wider issue of the asylum system that will have to be expanded. He spoke to Elaine Loughlin, Deputy Political Editor of the Irish Examiner, but somehow, for some reason, doesn't want to talk to Radio Kerry, or saying he's not available to speak to Radio Kerry. We're with me in our Killarney studio to talk about this in more detail, and someone who's been calling for him to come to Killarney to address the concerns of the community here, based on what happens and what will happen from here and into the spring, is Independent Councillor on Killarney, on Kerry County Council, Niall Batty O'Callaghan. Niall, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Morning, Gerry. Morning, listeners.
What do you want the minister to do?
I want him to come down and face the people that are dealing with the problems and hear firsthand how our quality of life in the town has diminished, how people are feeling unsafe, how our medical system, as you were speaking about earlier on, is at full capacity. And at the end of the day, this is realism, and I've been speaking about this, and I'll tell you, as a councillor, in the last week, the negativity and the abuse that we, well, I know that other councillors have got it as well, that we've got over this situation is beyond a joke. It's not a situation where the Kerry County councillors are informed of anything in relation to asylum seekers or where they're going or when they're coming. We're not. But people seem to think you need to sort it out. It's actually Roderick O'Gorman needs to sort these things out. And it's very disappointing as well from a political point of view that, you know, our TDs in the area haven't stood up. I haven't heard or seen anything from our two government TDs in relation to Killarney. Killarney is a tourist town. We value our good reputation. And by the way, it's very important to say Killarney is as safe as every other town in Ireland right now.
Mm.
And it's just that we have a very good family reputation to uphold, and that's not where it is right now. And do you know what? It might be some solutions, but if Roderick O'Gorman's going to sit above in Dublin and not even going to talk, and just, you know, it's,
is he not talking? I mean, he's dealing with the crisis. It cannot be overstated, the level of demand that's there, the challenge that's been there to try and deal with this. 73,000 people more than they thought would be in the state looking for accommodation and shelter, that all his energy is going into trying to deal with the wider crisis.
I understand that, Gerry, and the one thing I have to say is Killarney has welcomed people from all over the world for the last 300 years. We welcome everybody. We have been welcoming since this whole thing started. But you have to understand, we're a tourist town. We make our money from tourism. Mm. We make our money from our good name. And when that good name is in trouble, then we need to deal with it. This isn't racism. And anybody that wants to get on the racist bandwagon with me, you're on the wrong bandwagon, because I have no interest in it. I have no bone of racism at all. This is realism. We're going straight into tourism season in this town where we make our living, and we have no accommodation for tourists coming in. Mm. And then what happened in the last week has expounded things, and people are very angry. And some of the stuff that we councillors got over the last week has been nothing but shocking. You know, shocking. And at the end of the day, the people that make the decision are the government right now, which is Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the Greens.
Mm.
And not one of them has stepped up in our area and said, look, we'll have a look. I'm asking for solutions.
What are you expecting them to do in terms of, like, no more for Killarney? What happens then if Ennis says the same thing, or Westport says the same thing, or any other town says, sorry, we've got too much here, it's putting too much pressure on our system? Then there'll be nowhere for anyone to stay.
I understand that, then, but there'll be no living for everyone in Killarney to make, or quality of life here in the town. You have to understand, Killarney is a tourist town. We make our money from tourism. If you don't have accommodation, and people say, oh, the hotels took them in. Yeah, but you'll be hoping they won't take them in for the summer.
Mm.
And we'll get back to being a tourist town.
Do we know what's going to happen?
Nobody knows. This is the point. This is why we want to speak to the minister. And I guarantee you, if there was a picture today of a housing estate or a school being open, all our TDs will be there.
Mm.
Where were they for the last 8 days, 9 days? No one other than the local councillors taking it on the ear.
Well, I'm sure the TD's phones are burning as well.
What?
In relation.
But step up and make a statement.
Mm.
Back up the people. You know, from my point of view, I didn't sign up to the abuse I've got over the last week. I'm not a racist, I'm a realist.
Mm.
There's a big difference. And I want people to be comfortable living in the town of Killarney. And I said this, but don't forget, Jerry, everything that's coming up the last couple of weeks. We spoke about this nearly 3 months ago here in the studio.
Mm.
We spoke about the tourism season. Next thing you see a thing in the Dáil just before Christmas, the Irish hospitality industry speaking about the same thing that we spoke about 3 months ago.
Yeah.
And I was getting griefed in.
Concerns that they had.
I was getting phone calls at 4 o'clock in the morning last week. 4 o'clock in the morning from people. There are people who are worried, and Roderick O'Gorman needs to understand that.
Okay, one incident, and look, it was a bad incident, and it's before the courts, it's being dealt with now. Does not paint every single person that's in the
Absolutely
asylum
not.
Seeker process, or doesn't paint Killarney as a whole. Is there a danger that too much has been talked about in terms of that?
Yeah, the whole thing blew up, because I'd say it was a bad press week, in terms of it was a quiet press week, and things blew up. But a lot of really, really worried people were on the phone as well. And they have to be, their worries and
their concerns have to be addressed.
Their concerns have to be addressed. And I said it the last time I was on, the concerns about the tourism season in the town, cafes, shops, bars, restaurants, taxi drivers, Jarvis, they all pay their mortgages. They got to live as well.
Yeah.
And come here, Jerry, as I've said, Killarney's a very, very welcoming town.
And look, there are rooms available. There is still tourism in Killarney. Not every hotel room, not every. We had Bernadette Randall's on the programme a couple of weeks ago, and she was making the point that, look, to say that isn't true, that a certain percentage is gone, and we'll see what happens in the spring, but that Killarney is open for business. What's your response to that?
I don't doubt Bernadette is saying that Killarney is open for business. It is open for business, but it's only open for 60% of the business. There's a whole industry that feeds off tourism in Killarney, and there's a whole industry that feeds off tourism in the whole of Kerry. And if you're taking 40% of the rooms out of that, you're taking 40% of the business. And the government aren't coming with a plan for any of these businesses that are really, really struggling right now. And then the quality of life in the town of Killarney is a big thing.
Has anyone from IPAS or anyone from the minister's department or anyone contacted you or any other councillor in Kerry about what's going on?
I can tell you now, heart in hand, I've never, ever had a conversation with anyone unless I instigated it myself trying to get answers. Yeah. They have never once rang us to say this is happening or this is happening or what's happening. And look, Jerry, if you're bringing in a system and you have a system, you need to process. You need to like, for example, people being here for over 2 years and you still haven't processed them.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
And
that's a realistic
fair
point.
That brings me to my other point. And this is one thing, because this whole picture of the number of Ukrainians that are in here is a temporary situation. We don't know how long it's going to go on for. Could be next year, could be the year after. The war is the war and it stays where it is and people will continue to flee it. But eventually, the 53,000 will you would imagine most go back to the Ukraine and or other countries in Eastern Europe and restart their lives, pick up their lives again. There's a separate issue here that has happened this year, and it's not caused by the war in Ukraine. It's an exponential increase in the number of asylum seekers looking for protection in this country. Now, Roderick Gorman is interviewed in the Irish Examiner today, and he talks about changing the clarification around what an economic migrant would be called. He says climate change is a huge issue which is driving the increase into Western Europe of people claiming asylum. There's been 4 years of no rainy season in the Horn of Africa, other countries. That's contributing to real problems in the Pacific. There are islands that are spearing into the sea. He's saying there's going to be more of this, that this isn't an outlier year. This is going to be the way it's going to be for some considerable time. The days of last year, 7,000 last year, that'll be small numbers compared to what we're going to see this year, next year, the year after. There's a bigger question as to how we deal with that, isn't there?
But this is the point. We have no system. We have no way of dealing it. We accept everybody.
We have direct provision, which we were hoping to get rid of and change it to owner accommodation. That's being pushed back now by the Ukrainian crisis.
And again, for people who are worried about this, anybody that needs protection, they're more than welcome in our country. Absolutely 100%. There's no issue here. But when you have somebody get on a plane in France, you have to have a passport when you get on a plane in France.
Mm.
The rule, the European rule, and don't forget our government loved to spout the European directives and the European this. European rule says you have to claim asylum in the country you landed in.
Mm.
So if you get on a flight in France and you have to have a passport to have ID and you land in Dublin with no passport, no ID, and you claim political asylum, that for me is an issue.
Mm.
For the simple reason, where is
the passport? But doesn't that require a European response?
But the European response is they have to claim citizenship in the country they landed in. Mm. That's and again, people will send me hate mail now about being a racist. I'm not. I'm being a realist. We as a country, or we as a town, we have to have a system. Roderick O'Gorman has to come up with a system. You just can't accept 30 or 40,000 every year because we can't financially do it. And again, if somebody needs protection internationally, they're more than welcome.
Okay, let me ask you two final points. Is the heart of all this communication?
Absolutely, 100% communication. And if they had listened 2 or 3 months ago when we came out with all our information and asking to talk and asking to send letters from the council to meet with the ministers and no replies, then, you know, we might have offset this, because let's be honest, putting 400 or 300 people into one hotel, which is a hotel, it's not
built. And it was a response to a crisis situation, and now it could have been handled better, probably should have been handled better, but it is an emergency situation. What good would it do if Roderick Gorman came down and met with went to a public meeting to be shouted at by people?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't expect. And you know, Jerry, I'm not into public meetings and I'm not into protesting and all that stuff, because that only gets hijacked. For me, sit down across the table. Look, I'm not unreasonable, and the people that would meet him wouldn't be unreasonable. But it would be interesting for him to hear from the local doctors, the local services, and really understand that we are at crisis point. And do the governments come in and then and subsidise our tourism industry? What do you do to the taxi drivers? What do you do to the Jarvis or the small shops and small cafes?
Yeah.
The shops downtown selling the souvenirs. Who are they going to sell them to? But the government are still going to look for their rates and their taxes.
All right, we're out of time in it. Interesting discussion there. If you have a view on what Niall had to say, get in touch with us on the programme.